We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Live from Bouray on the historic Oxford Square, this is Reb Talk on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield. In partnership with Supertalk Mississippi Media, Reb Talk is brought to you by Bouray, Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. CSpire. In CSpire country, blazing fast speeds live where you do. From gigabit fiber internet to nationwide 5G coverage, see how CSpire can bring you up to speed today at cspire.com. By Coca-Cola. Fans, there's magic when we cheer together. Let's create some magic with an ice-cold Coke. Cheers. And by Gentile, the official apparel partner of the Ole Miss radio team. Now, let's go live to Bouray on the historic Oxford Square. Here's the voice of the Rebels, David Callum.
And thank you and welcome to Bouray. Hello, everybody. All right, you sound asleep. I know you got your mouths full here. Is everybody excited that the Rebels are 1-0?
Hey. Right?
Nice start for Ole Miss. Going to be playing Central Arkansas this week. Man, you guys are eating some pretty cool-looking stuff, especially this table up front here, B-Hud. Look at this. Man, Brussels sprouts.
That's a steak over there.
A steak covered in cheese or something great. Over there. You got the fillets going.
It looks great.
Hamburger steak. Wow, I'm impressed. Hey, if you've never been to Bouray's, obviously you're missing out, like we're talking about right now. We encourage you, anytime you're in Oxford, to come join us for the show. If not, if you're in town on a weekend, be sure you always include Bouray in your stop. It's a wonderful place, and they're our gracious hosts and have been for the last several years. And we are live here tonight on Reb Talk. A little bit later, we'll have Rebel head coach Lane Kiffin. He'll be here in a minute. And also tonight, our player is going to be Jonathan Mingo, wide receiver for the Rebels. So we're excited about getting him here as well and looking forward to taking your questions. All right, now explain Facebook and also explain the pieces of paper.
So we have a lot of different ways you can ask questions.
Okay.
Last week, and I'm challenging everyone to one-up what they did last week, we probably had, 25 questions last week easily? You can ask a question on the live feed if you're on OleMissSports.com, the Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com/OleMissSports. You can comment in the comment section, ask a question.
Okay.
You can tweet at RevVoice.
All right.
At Ole Miss Network, at B_HUD. You can also, during the breaks, we'll have someone passing out little sheets of paper where you can ask a question, put your name on the question. We'll do our best to get those on during the show. So if you see Brock, one of our staffers, walking around with sheets of paper and pens, be sure to wave your hand and ask a question, and we'll do our best to get them all.
Brock is new. Hey, Brock, let's wave at Brock. There he is in the back. He'll help you with it, okay? And y'all give him a hard time. We always like to give the new
Please
folks
do.
A hard time. Please yeah. do. Give him a hard time. That'll be good. But we will take your questions here in a moment as well. We got a bunch of announcements going on, too. Ole Miss Soccer's just started tonight, so we're going to kind of try to keep up with them as well. Wish them the best. If you're listening to us around town and want to go support them, obviously we encourage you to do that as well. All right, we're going to continue from Bouray shortly on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hear that? That's C Spire Country on a Saturday. And while fans show up for their teams, C Spire Business is here to help the stadium's team up their IT game. While the players run ironclad defense, all world-class IT experts do the same with state-of-the-art network security. While the running backs redefine fast,
touchdown!
We do too with Warp Speed connectivity. Discover IT solutions to scale up your business and future-proof operations.
Welcome to C Spire Country, where our game is red hot. Visit cspire.com/business for details.
Nights out on the square, Saturdays in the Grove, or locking the vault with the Rebel faithful. Being an Ole Miss Rebel is special. That's why Renaissance is proud to offer the Ole Miss Instant Spirit Card. Get your Instant Spirit Card today by opening an account at any Renaissance location and get access to our mobile banking app, which lets you check balances, transfer money, and make deposits anywhere you go. Spend with spirit with the Renaissance Bank Ole Miss Debit Card. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.
We'll be back with more of Reb Talk right after this on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
This is an important message from the Mine Safety and Health Administration. Mining fatalities, accidents, and injuries are preventable. Taking a minute to approach your task safely can protect you and your fellow miners from injury and death. Staying alert and focused can keep you safe. Do it safe, do it right. Whether buckling a seatbelt or securing equipment, these quick safety measures can prevent injuries and fatalities. Take time, save lives. For more resources, visit MSHA.gov.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
Bouray is Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Now for more Reb Talk, here's David Callum.
Hand off Evans. He's got a hole right side. Breaks through the 40, the 50, the 40, down the sidelines. And he's upended around the 23-yard line. Hand off to Bentley. Breaks the tackle and now spins out and gets in there, and they're going to give it to him. Judkins straight ahead, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss. The ball comes out, and Ole Miss picks it up as Isheem Young, and he runs the other way. Ole Miss is going to knock off Troy. Final score, 28-10, as the Rebels go to 1-0 on the season. Big win over Troy, B-Hud.
It was a big win. You know, that So weekend review there is brought to you by the Graduate. The Graduate Hotels right here on the square. Graduate's one of our new partners. They want you to remember Graduate Homes. Graduate Homes is a new program that they've started where if, you know, most weekends the Graduate's full, but they have a new similar to like a, you know, a, I'm going to call it a VRBO or Airbnb, where they can host you in Oxford in a home. They have it all set up. It's pretty neat. Visit graduatehotels.com. Make sure you go check that out. If you're looking for a place, you can't find a hotel room on one of these big weekends, they may be able to find you something at Graduate Homes.
Hey, I didn't officially introduce Brandon tonight, did I? Did I forget that? I forgot that.
You're good.
Y'all give it up for Brandon Hutchman. It's getting better each week. It's getting better each week.
It's been 5 years, and we're finally
getting
to the
halfway. Quick comment about the game. There was some kind of some unique stuff, you know, especially the Ulysses going in and flipping and didn't get him down, goes in and scores, and, yeah, well, Judkins ran well.
He did, and it's great to see just the stable of backs that we have. You know, it's when you look at – you knew Zach Evans. You knew what you were going to get out of him, right? He's proven and he's shown it. You know, Bentley, to a certain extent, same thing. But Judkins being a freshman, the stage was not too big. He came in and just looked like an absolute stud, which was great to see. I think the thing that impressed me the most, I thought our offense would be about what it was, maybe a little better. I thought our defense would struggle to kind of figure things out because there's so many transfers on that side of the ball. But the defense, man,
they were
just
good.
Looked incredible.
Really good.
Curry Coleman just had a wonderful game. You look at the interior line, looked really good. Katie Hill and Piggies. Those guys really played. I thought our secondary played really well. You know, give up the score late, but, again, you're playing, you know, second, third, you know, teamers and just trying to figure things out and find role players. But overall, very impressed with really on both sides of the ball. I know, you know, the grumbling will be the second half. The offense kind of, you know, took their foot off the gas. But, again, you don't want to show everything in week one and – you know, I don't think we did. I think there's a lot more. We could have just kept handing the ball to, you know, three stud running backs and just see what happens. So part of the maturation process of this team is figuring out from week to week how to get better. And everybody talks about from week one to week two is your biggest improvement. So I'm excited to see how we look this week with potentially a different guy under center.
Right.
And seeing what that looks like.
Coach Kiffin announced that Luke Altmyer's scheduled to start this game two as Jackson Dart started game one. Jackson played well, though. We'll see how it goes this week with Central Arkansas. Soccer is underway with Western Kentucky. They're almost at the four-minute mark. No score. Soccer, by the way, 5 out of 6 outings, they have shut the opponent out. They're ranked number 9 in the nation. We'd love to get Matt up here, but he plays every Thursday night. We're going to try to get him a little bit later. But yeah, let's give it up for Ole Miss Soccer. The 9th spot in the poll is the highest they've ever been ranked. And we talked to him at a press conference recently. The league is very, very tight and good, and it's going to be interesting to see where we kind of settle there. So they're playing some non-conference, getting ready, but they've been outstanding. Ashley Orcas, the goalkeeper for the soccer team, is a phenomenal player. Seems like we always have a good one of those, don't we? Hey, you can score $10 in bonus points. You know how? Hidey tidy. Fans sign up online for the Exxon Mobil Rewards Plus program with the code OLEMISS10 ATM rewards.com or on the app to get this $10 signing bonus for a limited time. And Country Pleasing Sausage, a family-owned company in Florence, Mississippi, is a proud supporter of Ole Miss Athletics. Now being served in concession stands, just say Country Pleasing, please. We'll have Coach Kiffin here shortly. They're having a staff meeting. He said he'd be a little bit later tonight. We don't get it all figured out. We don't interfere with a staff meeting, that's for sure. Soccer tonight, some other announcements too. Friday, tomorrow night, the Grove will close. I think I messed this up last week. The Grove closes at 6:30, and they're going to get everything cleared out, and then they will open it at 7 for the Mad Rush. Who does the Mad Rush for the Grove? Ronnie and Tina do. Anybody else? Bless your hearts.
I think there was more grumbling than there was raised hands there.
Ooh, I'm telling you what. Once it's set up, it's wonderful.
That's right. Yeah.
But, you know, getting it done is another thing. Then Saturday, the Walk of Champions, they've announced it'll be at 3:45 approximately. Then the Walk of Champions, it goes through the Grove, of course, to Vaught Hemingway Stadium with the team and Coach Kiffin and, I guess, Juice. Did Juice do it?
He did. He was there.
Juice did it. Wow.
Him and Knox.
I know they've made him a human.
Yeah.
He didn't have a clue what was going on.
No,
in that Grove. Probably scared to death.
He was excited. He Looking every direction he could, trying to just, he's like, who's going to pet me?
Right, you know, seeing all that food, probably. I mean, yeah. That juice
as
like,
soon as he got off, he stopped for a second, put his nose up.
Like, steak, chicken tenders.
Something smells
yep.
good.
And then, of course, the game is at 6 o'clock Saturday. Also, Ole Miss Soccer will be playing Southern Mississippi, so an in-state battle at 2 o'clock on Sunday. So we encourage you to be a part of that. That's some of the things going on this weekend. Some other announcements, too. Tickets for Central Arkansas and also Tulsa are going to start at $15. So if you know some folks that want to get in, that's a great price. Take advantage of that. Come see the Rebels. And hoops are just around the corner, too. And be sure to get your season tickets for Ole Miss men's and women's basketball. And then MDOT gave us an announcement for this weekend. You may have already seen this out there on social media, but Interstate 55 southbound is going to be closed and have a little bit of an issue. The Mississippi Department of Transportation has an interstate closure from Friday at 7 p.m., tomorrow night, 7 p.m. So if you get here to Oxford before that, that's great. If you're listening around the state, no big deal. Just come up 55. But until Monday at 7 a.m., is when it'll be closed. So it will definitely be closed after the game. So Interstate 55 southbound from Batesville, exit 243, to Pope, Cortland, exit 237 in Panola County. They're doing a bridge repair. We want those bridges to work.
Old, yeah. Old so, 51, that's your best bet.
Yep, old go 51. Over to Old 51. Right, yeah, go straight through Batesville to Old 51. That's a beautiful drive anyway. I do that a lot myself. So there'll be some detour signs, though, to help you out. At exit 243, and drivers can travel east on US 278 to State Route 315 as well, to State Route 7, and back to I-55 Coffeyville at exit 211 if you'd like there. If you want more information about that, go to mdottraffic.com. Don't let it deter you coming to the games and all, but coming to Oxford prior to Friday, tomorrow night, everything's cool. Way home may be a little bit different.
Sounds like we're going to have to get you a chopper so you can be brought to you by News Channel.
Yeah, News Channel.
DK.
One of the Memphis stations and help you out. But anyway, they gave us that announcement to announce, so you would know that, and we're covered on that as well. Also, as we mentioned, too, we'll have Jonathan Mingo coming up here in just a moment. We're looking forward to talking to him. He got a touchdown that wasn't a catch.
I know, rushing.
Swing
it
route.
Was a catch, technically. Technically it was a
run.
Right.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When you're watching it, it was a pass to him that was a lateral. But, you know, he looked good. And that's a guy that, you know, we really need to step up and be exactly what we thought he would be coming in as a big-time recruit out of Mississippi. And, you know, he had a great first game, you know, just involved. And I think one of the things that's maybe underplayed with him is he's a really good downfield blocker. Really opens up, you know, more for the running backs when they get downfield. And again, if we can run the ball, it's going to open up opportunities for those receivers.
No doubt. And, you know, they call it a backwards pass. So why don't go in the pass stats?
Yeah.
It's a run because it's a backwards.
I think is it maybe, a completion maybe, for the quarterback, though?
No.
Okay.
It's
so it didn't even
it's not a pass
him.
Attempt
yeah.
at all, even though it's called a pass.
Yeah.
You would think if it, they,
if someone, it was an overhand throw. If someone picked it off as he was throwing it backwards and ran it for a touchdown, that
fumble.
Would be an interception.
Be
it was
fumble.
A fumble?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
it,
but
I learned something new tonight.
On radio, I'd call it an interception.
That's right.
That's what everybody else thinks it is, right? Yeah, that crazy.
People think you're crazy. Why do you call that a fumble?
That's not a fumble.
DK's losing it.
Yeah, you just take it there, and then later you say, well, actually it was a backwards,
there
so it's
going
to be ruled a fumble. But in live action, you want to call it an interception. All right, Genteel's official apparel provider of the Ole Miss Network. Check out their new collection of Ole Miss apparel available now at genteelapparel.com or at Landry's on the Square the next time you're in Oxford. Genteel Apparel is a proud partner of Ole Miss Athletics. We got a Genteel on here. B-Hud takes care of me. That's his. He's one of his partnerships. This one's got tiny little footballs on it.
That's a good one.
It's cool.
Yeah.
With the football helmet.
They've got a tailgate
new
one.
Look. They have a tailgate pattern.
They
had a baseball
cool
one back during the baseball season.
That's
be
right,
sure
yeah.
you check out Genteel. And, of course, they just crossed the way at Landry's as well if you'd like to go in and check their stuff out. And the Mississippi Hospital Association congratulates Mississippi Hospitals on being ranked among the best in the nation. Mississippi Hospitals ranks number one in low cost and number 18 in quality, whether it's sacking illness, protecting your family, or paving the way for better health. Mississippi Hospitals and their healthcare heroes are here for you. Mississippi Hospital Association thanks our hospitals and their frontline heroes who sacrifice so much to take care of all of us. We're going to continue with the Reb Talk. We'll have Coach Lane Kiffin next on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Hey, Rebel fans. Game Day Vodka is the first ever spirit of the Rebels. Ready to elevate your tailgate at the Vought this season? Score a red and navy bottle of this award-winning vodka by visiting GameDayVodka.com. That's GameDayVodka.com. Your town, your team. Official corporate partner of Ole Miss Athletics. This game is 21 and up. Please enjoy responsibly.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Reb Talk continues following these messages on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Question: what will you find on all over-the-counter or OTC medicine packages to help you choose the right drug and use it safely? The answer? The Drug Facts label. This label lists the medicine's active ingredients and purpose, how much to take, and warnings you should know before using it. Remember, even OTC medicines you buy without a prescription can cause side effects you don't want. So follow the information listed on the Drug Facts label. For more information, visit fda.gov/drugfactslabel. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving. Just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hottie Toddy Ole Miss. More Reb Talk from Bure on the Square continues now. Here's David Callum.
Welcome back to Reb Talk. We are live here on the historic Oxford Square. 13:31 minute in soccer. Still no scores. Ole Miss is hosting Western Kentucky tonight. As we told you, they're ranked number 9 in the nation. Y'all give it up for Rebel head coach Lane Kiffin. We got Jonathan Mingo in here. Y'all get up for Jonathan. He gets to go back and eat for a little bit. Our man. Are you coaching him up? Oh, you're over there. We got you a drink and actually the other headset too. Man, I got to coach him up, you know. He's having turnovers here. Now you're ready.
That's back to our, like, movie thing. Two guys in a movie don't sit right next to each other.
Right. Well, you don't know, let – well, we did Rebel Road Trip and yes. You got mad when I sat real close.
It was weird. You're like guy space, you know.
You got to have that space for sure. Hey, great to have you tonight. One game won. Just your general thoughts about winning the first game?
Yeah, I mean, came out good, you know, 21-0, and, 28-3, and should have went up, had a chance to go up 35 and kind of blow it open and screwed up. And so, you know, you're mad after the game, and then you could look at it and find ways to make it a positive. Now we have a challenge to put together a full game, finish better. And sometimes when you don't play great in an opener, they're more apt to listen, you know, versus mm-hmm. everything goes great and then – you know, they, you know, just kind of think they got it all figured out. So they did a good job this week in practice and in refocusing because they know they need to play better with better opponents down the road.
It is still amazing to me that we've got so many new faces. When I was calling that game on radio, it was like, who are these people? I mean, it's amazing. But we did see really the positives of recruiting. There's some really good guys on that field.
Yeah, there is, and that's why it's frustrating when they, you know, didn't play great in the second half because it's not like a young team that doesn't have talent. It's a really, really talented team that, and that was the message speaking to them Monday was if you could put this together, you could be really special because you see it out there, you see some great looking players making great plays, but then not being consistent.
We're going to take some questions here in a moment and all, but you've already announced that Luke Altmyer, is he scheduled still to start the second game this weekend?
He goes first.
He goes first.
Yes.
You don't like the start.
We don't
word,
use huh? the S word.
We don't use the S word. He goes first. Luke goes first. You know, to talk about his camp, I know that we've had this comparison thing going between both of them. Both of them really had good camps.
Yeah, they did. They did good things, and that's why I was we weren't able to make a decision. And so scheduled for both of them to play in both these first two games and then see if we can figure it out from there.
You got a little more history with him. Obviously, he was thrown into a very difficult situation last year in the bowl game, and really I thought responded and handled it very well.
Yeah, we expected him to play really good, and he's a lot better than he was then. He was still kind of injured in that game, and that's it. You know, you're a true freshman throwing in that versus a defense playing really well and some injuries up front in the game, so that would have been challenging for anyone.
What was your favorite player in the game, B.A.? Do you have
I think I'd have to go with Judkins.
Yeah, what a game he had, Coach.
Yeah, he's special.
Ooh, man.
I mean, I asked him, like, he came over after on the sidelines when they carries. He was from Alabama, and I said, are you just, like, angry at every person in the state of Alabama? Like, he was like, it was like he was trying to go after every Troy player, like, yeah. Like he was mad at them.
Yeah, he runs hard. He's got apparently great field awareness, and, gosh, he's just a baby.
Yeah, he has great vision. I think he's just 18 years old and, is so physical. So he's really special, and you could see that right away in camp and see this guy's, you know, very, very unique.
Zach ran wonderfully, got his yardage up high. Bentley made an incredible play at the goal line. So, you know, we bragged about a running back room, and they came through.
Yeah, they really did. Bentley only had two carries. Both of them were unique, make a guy miss carries. And so, you know, that's a really special room, you know, with those guys and how different they are.
All right, we're not going to take up all your questions. I know you've done some, and B-Hud's going through them. He's screening those. You know, I'm sure. Or if he has multiple questions.
I'm trying.
You're trying?
Yeah.
All right, we'll have that one come back. Again, you can tweet us if you'd like as well. And we'll have some questions for Coach Lane Kiffin next on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, I'm Steve Azar inviting you to escape to Pearl River Resort, where the fun is going nonstop. Go off the deep end at the South's most exciting water park, Geyser Falls. After the thrills, test your skills at the Dancing Rabbit Golf Club. There's dining delight and love at first sight. And it's always no work and all play at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. So come on, leave it all behind and head to Pearl River Resort.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Ole Miss Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
We'll return to Reb Talk after this timeout on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Bure is Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Now for more Reb Talk, here's David Jallum.
And welcome back to Reb Talk with Lane Kiffin. We are live here at Bure as the sun's starting to go down. Days are getting a little bit shorter on us here. Beautiful evening on the Oxford Square. Temperatures were nice today, a little wind blowing too. 20 minutes in, Western Kentucky and Ole Miss still scoreless in soccer tonight. We'll keep watching that. Ranked ninth nationally. we mentioned earlier, that's the highest ranking they've ever had. We're going to take some questions for you, Coach. What you got over there, B-Hood?
First question from Facebook Live chat here is Jeb Pittman, your number one fan, our number one fan. He says it's your number one fan.
So that would be him, not you and me.
He wants to know, what young players do you think made the biggest impact on Saturday?
Okay.
Well, you guys mentioned Q, Quinchon. Mm-hmm. Started a true freshman at corner, Davison, that played really well. Triggs really just a true sophomore. And you're going to see a lot of them on special teams this week. So I think this will be a really big true freshman week.
Yeah, and you forget the youth of the two quarterbacks, too. I mean,
true sophomores.
Right, yeah. So those are some. So Jeb will pick his favorite player.
Next question is about quarterbacks, but not what you think. Colton asks, even though Dart and Luke are the main quarterbacks, do you feel like Kincaid Dent still has a shot to play some this year?
Well, he's been hurt. So Kincaid had a hamstring and isn't back to 100% yet. So, you know, we can't really decide that yet.
Is Colton in here? Where's Colton? Hey, Colton, yeah. Good question. Thank you.
From in here.
All right.
All right, back
that's
to Facebook.
That's Kincaid's cousin, probably.
Yeah, cousin. Kincaid.
Or agent.
Agent, yep. He needs that PT.
That's right. Back to the stream here. We have a question from Tony Hill. He says, are you a fan of the 12-team playoff expansion? Do you think it's good for college football?
I do. I think, you know, I always look to basketball and, you know, how many years a number one seed doesn't win it. So those are the top four that they rank. And so in football, you'd see the same thing once in a while. So why not?
Teams can get out early in college football if they lose a couple early. Then they may get everything together and playing well. Maybe the best team in the country doesn't get a chance is my opinion on it.
Sure. And there's been times that they rank 1-4 and the 4 wins. So,
right.
You know, what's to say a 5 couldn't?
Well, and you made a good point to the media when you were asked that by the media, that you look at the basketball tournament, how many times is the Final Four the number one seeds?
Right.
Very rarely, you know, does that happen. So it'll be interesting to see. Down the road, you're not concerned about that at the moment, right?
No. I'm just trying to get to 2-0.
All right, B-Hood.
Another question from in the room. Carol Bowler asks, or she says, we're from Meridian, Mississippi, just checking in on Jamon Gordon, make sure he's okay.
He is. We look for him to play this week and, you know, has had a good camp. So look for him to rush the passer.
All right.
Another question from in the room. Hal Ferguson asks, from an offensive standpoint, what can we expect from Central Arkansas on Saturday?
Well, they have a good system and a really good running back, you know. So anytime you got a good running back, you got to tackle, and he's a big guy as well. So, you know, we're going to have to play really well.
McElvain's a transfer quarterback from Northern Iowa, I think, and came in there and he was like the freshman of the year in that conference, so they're really high on him too. Pretty good player.
From Chuck, Kirsten Hill says, what do you think about having to wait so long in the season to play SEC games?
Last thing I'm worried about, I'm trying to get a 2-0, so we just play them wherever they put them on a schedule.
All right, well.
Let me follow up with that. If with expansion and yada, 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 are you pro or against increasing number of SEC games in your schedule?
I mean, there's a lot of good and bad for both ways. Mm-hmm. Personally, here I would not, because you can keep some, you know, non-conference way it is, and the conference is going to beat itself up so much that you're going to add another one. And, you know, again, it's not like one of these teams is probably going to one of the divisions, and it's not like there's some bad teams coming in, you know, right. Texas and right. Oklahoma. So
yeah.
Let's just say you added one of those to your schedule to replace a game this week. That's a lot of, you know, really physical games. And these games are good because, you know, I know they're not the favorite for the fans, but you get to figure some things out.
Yeah, no doubt, especially with the newness we have. And college football in general has that going on. All right, B-Hood.
Question from in the room, and we kind of answered this a little bit, from Murray Miller, who has maybe the best handwriting I've ever seen.
Where's Murray? Why? What? Good handwriting, Murray.
Unbelievable.
School teacher? No.
Got to be something.
No.
Maybe
okay.
A transcriber? Does she have a typewriter back there? This is unbelievable. We all know the transfer portal has played a vital role in recruiting strategy. Who so far, in your opinion, has played the biggest impact on our team?
That's half our team.
Yeah, yeah. That's about right.
Take your pick.
Literally everybody on defense.
Yes.
Yeah. Minus Katie Hill.
There's so many. So, I mean, you just said Katie Hill. So, J.J. Pegues had a huge game and impact plays. And, I mean, like you said, half the defense. And, you know.
Those running backs.
The quarterback was. The running back, two of the three running backs were. Two of the three starting receivers were. The tight end was. So, take your pick.
Do you feel better now that you have a game under your belt with them as far as, you know?
A little bit. I think they got some – I think that they were tight, which you wouldn't think because a lot of them are older players. But I just think there was – I think there were applied pressure because there was so much of, oh, all these weapons are together. They're supposed to play so well and everything. And I didn't think they looked really loose. So hopefully they kind of got that first game jitters out.
Was there somebody that just kind of – came out of nowhere, in your opinion, or for the most part, was everything that you saw in practice leading up to that game kind of, like, for me, it's the Coleman kid. Like, I hadn't really heard or seen, or nobody, the outside sources had talked about that. And then all of a sudden you look up halfway through the game and you're like, this guy's a difference maker. I mean, he reminds you of the kid from last year that transferred in from Navy that just, you know, came in and immediately was a difference maker on defense.
Yeah, he really played great, and we weren't for sure because that's a different position. He was a rush in at TCU, so you know that transition takes a while sometimes, and so for the first game to play so well was awesome.
He's rushing just from a little bit further back. It's working out good. Coleman was in the backfield a lot. He did a great job. All right, we'll take a break and come back with some more. You got some more working on it?
I do.
All right, we're going to have some more questions. If you'd like to do another piece of paper, just Brock's board back there. So he'll bring you a little piece of paper and do it as well. We'll have more with Coach Lane Kiffin on Rep Talk from Bouray next on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. Official corporate sponsor of Ole Miss Rebels. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Great game days start with Hotty Toddy. And when you have powerful towing and payload, you're ready for anything. No wonder Ford F-Series are America's best-selling trucks 45 years straight. The Ole Miss Rebels in the 2023 Ford F-150. Greatness starts here. Visit your Mississippi Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Reb Talk will return right after these messages from your local station on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So we all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hotty Toddy Ole Miss. More Reb Talk from Bouray on the Square continues now. Here's David Kellum.
And we do welcome you back to Bouray. Got some great food, good crowd on hand. Everybody ready to go to the game? Central Arkansas rolling in town, 6 o'clock Saturday night. Our airtime on the radio will be 4 o'clock. We look forward to it. I know it's a night game, so Paris is excited because they get to do the turn the lights on and off and flash all that stuff. It's going to be a fun game day atmosphere, so we hope that you'll be part of that as well. We got Coach Lane Kiffin with us. We're going to take a few more questions before we bring Mingo up here in just a moment. What you got?
We got a couple here. One really quick, fun one from the good handwriting person in the back on the typewriter wants to know, who runs Juice's Twitter account?
Landry does.
Landry's hilarious.
Juice runs his own Twitter account, right?
He doesn't have opposable thumbs, so
that's
it's probably
actually
hard.
Not totally true. Landry comes up with a lot of the ideas for it, but
okay.
Alex Collins at our office actually runs it, and he's very witty.
He's very witty. He is. Okay.
But we take pictures sometimes or send him things like some ideas.
Encourage him.
Yes.
On what to do with.
Like today, they were training him for like guns, so you don't hear him out there like at Wild Rose.
Yeah.
And so they sent the picture, and I said, okay. Said that as he's training, he's getting ready for the road game and silent count.
Ah,
so we're training him not to listen to the crowd.
Don't listen to the crowd. Don't listen to the gun. So is Landry letting him get trained to hunt? So are we going to take you hunting? No. Cali girl says she ain't going in the woods in Mississippi.
Not going hunting.
She ain't going hunting.
I'm worried about a snake.
Man, I got 100 acres. We go. She would be worried about bugs probably, wouldn't she? Okay, so that's kind of cool. Got another one, B-Hut?
I do. I got a couple more here. Really quick, happy birthday to Norman, somebody's dad's birthday, and she asked if we'd give him a shout-out, so did that.
Is Norman here? Happy birthday, hey, Norman. Hey, all right. We would sing, but yeah. that would make your birthday a lot worse.
Shut down the radio.
Sure.
Yep. That. Got a couple questions here about the second half. Seemed like Troy's receivers ran a little more open. Can you discuss that?
Oh, yeah, that was by design. We felt bad for them. It was their head coach's first game and just wanted to be more competitive. And plus, all the students were gone, so we figured nobody cared. So
there you go. Man, I knew that was going to be
You should
rough.
Have known better than that.
I mean, what a question.
I know.
Yeah, what a great question.
I should have just thrown it, maybe get Juice to fetch. Have
it's
a
like
question.
When Landry and I will walk out here to the car and then the guy will walk by, Coach. Think we're going to win this week? And I always want to say, not feeling good about it. Sorry.
The guy has a heart attack.
Yeah,
right
at the beginning
out,
of the whole off season, Coach, we going to be good this year? Yeah. Probably 2 or 3 years out. You
yeah.
know?
I think we get maybe 4 or 5 wins this year.
Yeah.
4 or 5. Oh, man.
All right. Got a question. It's hot up here. Got a question from this front table, it says Margaret, but I have a feeling maybe that's not Margaret.
It actually is. Margaret's the front one behind you
right
there.
Well, Margaret wants to know who's your favorite player. That's
the
first
question.
Oh, I
thought it was a question she texted me about wanting to know who the waiter was over here that served them earlier.
Oh.
Ooh. Nice.
Which I wasn't supposed to say, as you can tell why she's blushing.
She's turning red.
Cupid Kiffin over here. Who's your favorite player?
Nicholas Sparks. Okay.
Who is your favorite player?
Who's your favorite player was her question. And then she has multiple questions, so I'm going to ask all of them.
Favorite player on the team? Well, I can't say that.
It's Mingo, right?
Yes, it's Mingo.
Jonathan Mingo, who's here tonight.
Yes. Now, Margaret's favorite player on the team is Waterman, the quarterback.
Next question, what do you think of Braden Waterman?
Oh, that's what you see. So we know where that was going.
Okay.
And last question, what do you love most about Oxford?
I mean, not to sound Nicholas Sparksy, but
might as well.
The people.
We've gone downhill anyway.
And I've said that before, the people. And but with Landry being here, and then you see all the parents and her friends and all the people around and stuff. And, I mean, it definitely is.
Yeah, no doubt. We appreciate you saying that, too.
Yeah.
Coach visit Kiffin's Oxford, been to a lot of different places. Yeah, visit Oxford. Chamber of Commerce likes Coach Kiffin right now.
Good question from the feed here from Kevin Grimm. Ask, when players transfer out, we always talk about guys coming in. When players transfer out, what does that kind of relationship become after the fact? Do you still keep up with guys? You know, I know you were close with, like, John Rhys Plumlee, who played for us last year. Is that you continue some of those relationships because you've kind of gone through battles with those guys?
Yeah, I mean, you can't with everybody. There's just too many people. You got 100 of your own players. But every once in a while there are some, you know, like Plumlee and plays tonight, I think. So you don't want him to do well, and, you know, I've wished him luck.
And that's probably going to be something more prevalent down the road. you know, as they get older and all too. Hey, are you ready for Jonathan Mingo? All right, he's next on Rep Talk on the Ole Miss Radio Network.
This place right here, this is C Spire Country. It's where Matt's sister scheduled her wedding on a college football Saturday. But luckily, he's a man with a plan. A wireless plan with blazing fast 5G, so he can stream the game right on his phone. One eye on the nuptials.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
The other on the action.
Yes!
Welcome to C Spire Country, where our game is red hot. 5G not available in all areas. Capable device required. Visit cspire.com for details.
Nights out on the square, Saturdays in the Grove, or locking the vault with the Rebel faithful. Being an Ole Miss Rebel is special. That's why Renaissance is proud to offer the Ole Miss Instant Spirit Card. Get your Instant Spirit Card today by opening an account at any Renaissance location and get access to our mobile banking app, which lets you check balances, transfer money, and make deposits anywhere you go. Spend with spirit with the Renaissance Bank Ole Miss Debit Card. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.
Hotty Toddy, you're listening to Reb Talk on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Is Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. Now for more Reb Talk, here's David Callum.
12:02 to go in the second quarter, clock running. The snap to Dart. As he's going to fake it to Judkins. Swings the pass out on the near side, headed toward the end zone. And Mingo, and he got to the front right pylon before Troy did. Touchdown, Jonathan Mingo. Yeah, let's give it up.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good to have you, man.
Yes, sir, you too.
It was kind of a swing route. He was behind, so it ended up being a rush play, a rushing touchdown. So you don't get a passing TD out of that one.
Yeah, you know it is what it is, but I'll change it this weekend.
Hey, tonight's player interview is brought to you by our friends at Guthrie's Chicken at 1506 University Avenue in Oxford. Look at Coach Kiffin talk about Mingo. He's somebody you know on this team, right? He's a returning player.
He is one of the few. So he was really one of the hardest workers on our team, and just loved to point young kids his direction because he does it the right way. And, you know, at so many times you get complained with other guys getting more balls in certain games, especially the first year with Elijah, and he just works and worries about what he can control. So it's awesome. He battled a really bad injury last year, came back sooner than they said that he could, just to try to play at the end of the season. So just a great competitor.
How hard was it to be on the shelf and not be on that field? Because I know you are a tremendous competitor. Last year, that had to be tough.
Yeah, you know, it's really hard. And I'm really mad at Kiffin for telling everybody that I cried. Yeah, I don't really cry too much, but I cried. So, yeah, it was hard, but, you know, it's just part of the game. So it's just something I had to pray about. My family just kept me up, so I worked hard to get back. So I'm just happy to be healthy this year.
Yeah, no doubt. Hopefully stay healthy the whole season. Now, let's talk about the room, the receiving room. A lot of new pieces. What do you think about the group as a whole? You played with some other guys in the past.
I think it's pretty big that we have another room. You know, last year we really depended on three or four of us. So this year we had more legs. So if somebody gets tired, we can put in a new set of receivers and there won't be no drop-off. So it's an exciting group. A lot of receivers from different places. And I'm excited to have them in the room this year.
I know the media, the press conference this week, wanted you to go one direction other than the two quarterbacks, but I think you were, you know, honest in saying that both have done really well in camp.
You got two young quarterbacks competing every day. You know, they're both harder than themselves. Like, someday you can watch them in practice sometime. And just, like, you can see the intensity on their faces trying to do good every day, trying to win the job. So, you know, from a receiver standpoint, it doesn't matter because anything can happen. Like, you saw what happened in the Sugar Bowl. Matt went down. Luke had to come in the game. So, being a receiver, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. You just got to do your job.
You're a returning player, though. I think you can go up to him and say, hey, look now. I'm tight with Coach Kiffin. If you really want more playing time, you got to throw more to Jonathan Mingo, right?
Yeah, I just tell them whenever you're in doubt, just throw them the ball. But, you know, they had their reasons, so they don't want to get in trouble with the coaches. So I just try to leave them alone sometimes.
Coach, you always want a tall target in the mix, you know, and he's obviously can high point and do some cool things.
Yeah, we start really – you know, when we walk out there, we look like a basketball team with him and Malik and Trigg. You know, we got some really big target.
You might beat some folks with that group.
So, for sure. That's really good to have, and I think we're going to see them take off throughout the year.
You know, you've got the three passes, 26 yards. Of course, the one for the touchdown ended up being a rushing play. 27th career start against Troy, preseason All-SEC, leading returning receiver on the roster, started six games of wide receivers, mentioned had the injury. A year ago, three touchdowns. But, you know, I know you've been around a while and everybody's been really super excited. And everybody hopes you get a complete year so you can have an outstanding season this time around.
Yes, sir.
As you look at the team overall, because of all the new faces, what do you think the potential is for this team?
I feel like we have a really talented team. It's just a matter of fact that, like, everybody buying in. And, like, you know, people come from different places. So, like, the way they used to practice and play is different from how we do things over here. So, it's just a matter of everybody buying in, just trying to take it 1 week at a time and go 1-0. So, like, we're not trying to, like, look ahead in the future. We're just trying to get better each week. So, when the times come late in the season, we'll be ready.
Is it not weird when you look around, there's Heath, who was at State, playing with you, and all, you know, all these transfers coming in?
Yeah, it's pretty weird because me and Malik, we used to train together in high school.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
During the COVID season, we was training the whole time, me, him, and Will. So I was catching pass from Will, and, you know, he was in Mississippi State. So it's just fun to have him here and just a fun guy to be around, and it's my brother.
Yep, no doubt. He'll have a good year, too. You got something, B-Hud? You're floating around pretty good. You know, one of the things about this upcoming opponent is that we're trying to get better. Central Arkansas had a tough loss this past weekend, but still, you really want to look in the mirror, don't you? Everybody take a step forward and improve.
Yeah, you know, last week I didn't feel that we played too good as a team. You know, that's not our standard of football. We could have played better. You know, we didn't play our fourth quarter, so we're not trying to look past the opponent. We're just trying to go out there and do our jobs and execute and win, have a game that we feel like we played our best.
Now, they asked who was his favorite player. Of course, he said you because you're sitting in the audience, but you beg to differ, right?
Yeah, his favorite player is Hess.
Jonathan Hess.
Yeah, he does.
Look at him smile. Did you see Coach Kiffin smile?
Yeah, he loves it.
So it's Hess, huh?
Yes.
And I've never had a favorite player that really doesn't produce, so it's really weird. He doesn't even play. He's always hurt.
He loves Hess. Anytime
but he's
Hess
a smoke
around,
guy.
Smile.
He just blows the smoke machine, the fire extinguisher.
Jonathan Hess, how about that? I love him. He's a great player for sure. Fun to watch when he gets in there. But we found out who the actual best player is. As we look at the SEC in general, you know, it's always been tough. We're trying to get everything in place before we get to the league games coming up. Got Georgia Tech next week, which will be a good challenge on the road and all. But tell me, as a player, what is it like playing in this league?
You know, it's hard. You know, no game in the SEC is easy. You can't look past no game because in the SEC, anybody can be anybody. So you got to put your best game plan to work. You got to take care of your body because it's going to be grueling each and every week. But it's a battle, and it's fun. Like, who doesn't want to play in the SEC?
You came in here pretty good shape, you know, good physical specimen, but you've improved that, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
What are some of the things you've done in the weight room?
Just try to take care of my body mobility-wise, just trying to get more sleep and just eating healthier and just little thing I used to pick up from the other receivers that were here.
All right, so you got to run and play with Mr. Mingo here. We're going to get some deep balls here, Coach. Just wondering.
We actually have a quarterback play.
Okay.
Yeah. And we threw it. He didn't throw it very well. But now we have a quarterback draw with him in there.
But then
he didn't do that right either.
I did throw it good.
I thought you threw it pretty good.
Yeah, I can.
No, and then he goes up, he starts pointing guys out like he's the quarterback and stuff, like he's in the NFL, like he's Peyton Manning or something. You know, like they know you're not going to throw it.
He's going to start yelling Omaha.
Okay. Yep. One day he put me on my throw, y'all going to be surprised.
No, I'm not. He might be. Yeah. I got faith in you, my man.
I can throw farther than all the quarterbacks.
All the
maybe not Kincaid, but the rest of them I can.
70 yards?
Yeah, 70.
70? Mingo can throw it 70 yards. But how do you run it down if you throw it to yourself? I mean, you got to go get it.
No, I got some receivers that can go get it for me.
Y'all give it up again for Jonathan Mingo. Thank you so much. And Coach Lane Kiffin, we're going to wrap up our show when we come back. Good luck this weekend, guys. We'll be back shortly on Rep Talk.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, Rebel fans. Game Day Vodka is the first ever spirit of the Rebels. Ready to elevate your tailgate at the Vought this season? Score a red and navy bottle of this award-winning vodka by visiting GameDayVodka.com. That's GameDayVodka.com. Your town, your team. Official corporate partner of Ole Miss Athletics. This game is 21 and up. Please enjoy responsibly.
And we'll be back with more of Reb Talk right after this on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Toddy, Ole Miss. More Rep Talk from Bure on the Square continues now. Here's David Kellum.
And thank you very much. We had a great interview with Jonathan Mingo. Our player interviews are brought to you by Guthrie's Chicken Finger Restaurant. Guthrie's Chicken Finger Restaurant. Visit their new location at 1506 University Avenue in Oxford or call them at 662-380-5522. It's at the, I think it's the old Pizza Hut location right there.
It is, yeah, right next to Oxford University Bank.
They've got catering opportunities for you. Of course, that's great with football season rolling. For a full list of locations, you can visit them online at GuthriesChicken.com. I first got introduced to them at Auburn, Alabama. I think that may be where they actually started.
Not to get too far off, but so Guthrie's was, before Raising Cane's, the cook from Guthrie's left and basically borrowed the recipe. Uh-oh. And started Raising Cane's. So if you like Raising Cane's, you'll love Guthrie's.
I got you.
It's the original. According to their marketing guy. I don't even know if that's accurate. That's what he told me, though.
Well, the first one of all of those I found at Auburn several years ago. And our crew used to – they always wanted to go to Guthrie's. So we were so excited.
That's good. Yeah, they got great – Guthrie's showed up. They got great catering and tailgating options. So you guys are looking for something different in the Grove. It's your tailgate or your tent or whatever. Check them out. Again, new partner of ours this season, so they've been really good. At halftime,
yeah,
score of the soccer game 0-0 with Western Kentucky.
0-0.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's Ashley Orcas.
We're just not letting anybody score. That's right. We need to score tonight. Yeah. Somebody's got a. She's got one save so far. I noticed here on Stats Broadcast. We'll run through quick announcements again. Don't forget Tickets for Central Arkansas and Tulsa start at $15. So if you know some folks who might want to come, that's a great deal. And we encourage you to get your basketball tickets. We talked about the MDOT close. You can go online to mdottraffic.com after the game. Part of 55 is going to be closed around Batesville. So be sure to go check that out. Walk of Champions will be 3:45 Saturday in the Grove. And we hope that you'll be there for that if you can. And the kickoff is at 6, and our airtime will be 4. And then we do have another soccer event coming up tomorrow, or Sunday rather, against Southern Mississippi at 2 p.m. At the stadium as well. So if you stay around for the next day, we encourage you to hang out and go check out soccer again. Coach Mott's doing a wonderful job with the soccer program to this point. So hopefully we can keep on winning and keep on doing good things. So Jonathan Mingo has lobbied big time to throw the ball. You notice that, right?
Yeah. Again, that, you know, all jokes aside, I do think it's going to be interesting to see how Altmyer performs, getting his shot, you know, going in there. And I think, you know, you'll come into week three looking at, you know, obviously the offensive guys will go back and analyze and see whatever. But week three in your thought process going to Georgia Tech is whoever starts that game could potentially be the guy moving forward. And so good opportunity for Luke. Hope he does well. I didn't think Jackson looked bad either. So it's not a, you know, I think it's just a, you got to figure out who can manage the offense the best, who can drive us down the field and score. With those running backs, again, I'm a big fan. Who can hand it off the cleanest?
Yeah.
Who has the best fake after they hand it off? You know, whatever.
Yeah.
But
the fake super bootleg after they hand it off.
That's right. Super excited, though, to see, you know, what Luke can do and, you know, go from there.
Georgia Tech played Clemson really well deep into the third quarter. That's coming up a couple of weeks. Central Arkansas's game this past week, and they played Missouri State, but they're one of the top teams in the country in their division, and Bobby Petrino is their head coach.
Yeah, and you're going to see Bobby Petrino obviously been around the block. He played coached in the SEC. He's played a lot of SEC games. But I think you're going to see, just like you saw Troy's best shot, you know, Troy probably not as advanced offensively as they would have hoped.
Really good defensively.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
We may have undersold them defensively.
Yeah, John Summerall, incredible coach, and their defense is really good. But you'll see UCA's best shot. So, obviously, we expect to win the game. But early, you're going to, I think, see them, you know, play at a heightened level. And then, you know, hopefully talent takes over and, you know, we get to the win as we should. But they're not just going to lay down and let us run over them.
Nope, not at all. Hey, also, we do this live here for Boo Ray. We also do behind the mic at the stadium.
Yeah.
So if you want to watch us call the game, I don't know what you get out of that. But a lot of people do that. I've got friends that do that.
Yeah.
That know me.
So what you get to see Harry do some fist pumps, some high fives. It's good.
No
good
doubt. Stuff. No telling what else you might see, too. I've had friends that say, well, we watch you on TV. We got you over here just to see what you guys are doing. Man, that's a diehard Rebel. But if you'd like to do that, we encourage you to do that.
It's on the Facebook live streams. Just go to Facebook.com/Ole Miss Sports. 30 minutes before the game, and it comes on.
Hey, thanks for our crew. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Reb Talk live from Bouray, located on the Oxford Square on the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield. Reb Talk has been brought to you by Bouray, Oxford's upscale down-home restaurant on the square. CSpire. In CSpire country, blazing fast speeds live where you do. From gigabit fiber internet to nationwide 5G coverage. See how CSpire can bring you up to speed today at CSpire.com. By Coca-Cola. Fans, there's magic when we cheer together. Let's create some magic with an ice-cold Coke. Let's recycle and re-enjoy it. Cheers. And by Gentil, the official apparel partner of the Ole Miss radio team. Reb Talk is an exclusive presentation of the Ole Miss Sports Network from Learfield in partnership with Super Talk Mississippi Media.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.